What's going on?
Some good talk. It's been a little while since I've made an episode, but you know. Here we go. Just got done watching Dr. Sleep. And gotta tell you, I walked out of the theater with a big dumb grin on my face. You know, there is something special about going to see a movie, you know, and just walking to your car afterwards and just going, yeah, that was pretty dope, you know? There's something special about that. My sister doesn't really, she thinks it's kind of weird when I go to see a movie by myself, you know? Because, you know, I like movies more than the average person, so I'm not gonna always go to the theater if I only go when people who don't want to go to see movies go. It just doesn't make sense. But, you know, she sees it as weird, which, you know, that's fine, you know. But for me, there's just something, I don't know, it's something special. I don't know, it makes me happy, all right? Just something special about going to the cinema and seeing, you know, a great movie. So, before I get to the actual movie, I got here and I opened the door and there was an actual fight that was like in the parking lot. It was like, like these people, it's dark, you know, it's like 7:30, so, you know, I couldn't tell who's who, but, you know, I heard a girl's voice and I heard a guy's voice, and the one of them, whoever was outside, again, I couldn't tell which one, but so one of them was in like their car in the middle of the street looking like they're about to drive away. I don't know if it was the guy or the girl, which one was which. Again, it was dark, but and the other one was just wailing on them, just nailing them through the window. You know, the window was down, and they're just beating, just hitting it like multiple times. There might have been a third person. I couldn't really tell. I was just kind of like, all right, be cool, be cool. And then I walked in and was like, hey, yo, there's like a fight going out right there. You should probably know that. Just, you know, just thought I'd let you know. So, I kind of learned something about myself a little bit there, huh? You know, I might not break up the fight, but I'll report it. Anyways, so with that being said, Dr. Sleep. This movie was, you know, I had high expectations for, and actually think it exceeded my expectations. And you know, so I didn't grow up with The Shining. I always grew up wanting, you know, liking the idea of watching the movie. And then I watched it a couple weeks ago, and it's phenomenal, right? It's everything that everyone has said for years, you know. It's a classic and one of the greatest films of all time. But, so, going into this, I was pretty excited, you know. And I love the idea. I had no idea Dr. Sleep existed until the trailer came out. Anyway, and I dug this movie. I thought it was great. I think Ewan McGregor crushed it as Danny. Really great performance, and I really bought that this is an older version of Danny. Despite this very long runtime, I felt it because I was tired, because, you know, when it hits 10 o'clock, you're like, all right, you know, at some point you feel it, but, and, you know, and it was pretty cold in the theater, but, like, other than that, like, to me, when a movie is long, but you're enjoying every minute of it, should it be shorter? I don't know, I don't think so. So, you know, with that being said, I don't think there's anything, you know, I would have cut. And if, you know, if you've seen reviews on this movie, you'll know that the third act is pure fan service, and there is nothing wrong with that. It is awesome. It is exciting. I think anyone who loves The Shining will love the third act. So if you love The Shining movie, that is the hook. However, I can understand why people aren't as into the first two-thirds of the movie. I love it personally, but it's very different from The Shining. So if you are a Shining purist a little bit, you might not get into it as much because it's a completely different, unique story. I found it great because I thought it was interesting because it was new. So I really liked it. The cinematography, gorgeous. It looks fantastic. It just really impressed me with the lighting and the camera angles that are reminiscent of the Stanley Kubrick version of The Shining. And the colors. It's just such a beautiful looking movie for your eyes to look at. That's something that's actually really important with filmmaking is even people who don't notice it, they're not looking for the camera movements like I am, but people don't realize how effective a camera movement or color palette really affects your enjoyment of the movie overall or the impact of a scene. Lots of great callbacks to the original, but I would call this movie an homage. It's not a ripoff. It doesn't rely on The Shining, but it uses it as a tool. It doesn't use it as a crutch. There are a lot of sequels and reboots that use the source material as a crutch. Like a, hey, remember this thing? You know. There's lots of callbacks that are kind of supposed to remind you of the original to get the butts in the seats. But this movie pays homage to it and honors the source material and makes you remember that, but it doesn't use it as a crutch. Like I said, it uses it as a tool. That's how a reboot or sequel, how it should be, you know. It should be a, paying honor to the source material, and you know, providing some fan service while telling its own story. And I think that it executed that really well. It reminds me a lot of Creed, in that it takes the stuff from the previous movies, it honors it, it acknowledges its existence. But it still creates its own world that we can live in, and that's kind of what this movie does. I thought the new characters were amazing. I haven't read the book. I want to now. I don't know anything from the book, you know. But this is a really difficult movie to make. You have to please the Stanley Kubrick fans who love the Shining movie, while also making a sequel that is, while being a sequel to the movie, is also a sequel to The Shining book, which is very different, and Stephen King famously hates The Shining movie. So you have to, like, please the Stanley Kubrick fans while pleasing the Stephen King fans and still make it feel like it makes sense in the context of both, and I think they really pulled it off. I don't know what her name is. I need to look her up, but I've seen her in a lot of movies. The girl who plays the villain with the hat, amazing, great, awesome stuff. It's just, and the girl, you know, the girl in this movie, the main, you know, she gives an incredible performance, and I hope I see her in a lot more stuff. You know, I've seen her before. I don't know what in. I recognize her face from other things. But she needs to be in more stuff. She's a real talent. And also this one kid, the kid from Good Boys makes a, you know, he's only in part of the movie, but like he gives a really great performance. really great job. Yeah, I don't have that much more to say without actually getting down into spoilers. Oh, I do have one thing that, one good thing and one bad thing that I can remember. The good thing first. I really liked how they utilized the shining abilities of what this girl can do and what Danny can do. And they explained it more, they fleshed it out more, they showed some of the cool tricks they can do, and all, and the other people who can shine. And they did it in such an interesting and creative way that I was like, that's really interesting. That was one of the complaints I had with the actual Shining movie, is while I like having things left for interpretation and I like not knowing things, I also don't want to know nothing, you know? Like, I don't want to be told everything, but I also don't want to sit here and have no idea what I'm just watching at all. And I feel like there's a couple things in the original that were not quite explained that, you know, they explained it and displayed it in a way that was really interesting and really creative stuff. Lots of phenomenal camera work and just really creative ways of making weird stuff look cool. I will say I had one complaint with the movie, and I think they did a pretty good job, but it's not perfect. And I'm not going to spoil, but there are a couple cameos from the original, you know, that they use new actors instead of going with the digitally de-aged route, which I'm glad they didn't go that route, but they decide to use new actors to play people from the original Shining movie, and most of them do a pretty good job. There was one actor, who I will not mention, who does a pretty good impression of the character from the movie, and, but there was one in particular that I was like, that looks a little off. It just, I don't want to spoil it, but it just didn't sit with me well. It's better than completely de-aging, but I almost wish that they used a little bit of CGI to kind of touch the face up a little bit to look a little bit closer. Not like completely CGI the face, but get an actor and then maybe change it just a little bit. Or have the original actor and just, you know, make him a creepy thing. I don't know. There was just that one cameo that was a little distracting, but knowing it, you know, I wouldn't say take out the scene, because it's one of the best scenes of the movie. It's a phenomenal scene, and when you realize what's happening, you're like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Great scene. It's one of the most memorable of the movie, but that was a little distracting. I compare it to the It Chapter 2 in the way that the de-aging in that movie was very distracting, but this, while not nearly as bad effects as that, it still was a little distracting in a few moments. Now, there's a lot more that I could say on this movie without, you know, but I don't want to get into spoiler territory. Maybe one of these days I'll sit, you know. I've been really busy lately with school, but, you know. But I wanted to make this review kind of short. Just kind of my drive home. I really dug this movie. I liked it a lot more than I thought I would. I was interested in the story, but I was more interested in Danny's journey as an adult and the Shining stuff. And I found myself really invested in the things that I didn't think I would be. I wasn't that interested in the girl or the villains. I was kind of like, oh man, this part's gonna suck. And I was pleasantly surprised with how much I enjoyed that aspect of the movie. I want to buy this movie when it comes out eventually. I don't know if I'll buy it right away. I don't have a grading system, but I might wait till it drops price a little bit. Just, I don't know. It's a movie that if I was not a college student, I would buy it on release. But I'm a college student, which means I gotta wait till it's a little bit cheaper. But with that being said, I really dug this movie. Check it out if you love The Shining. And if you love The Shining, but, you know, the other stuff you're just not really that into, I would still suggest you give it a try. But I understand why. But you really got to stick around for that third act, because it's really something special. But, all right. Well, that's my review of Dr. Sleep. Hope you enjoyed listening. And, good talk.